This episode of Be Calm on Awe Island is sponsored by North American Herb and Spice.com. Here on Awe Island, we understand the value of a good night's sleep. That's why we're excited to introduce you to Herbal Z's, an all-natural and melatonin-free sleep solution from North American Herb and Spice.com. Why is melatonin-free so important? Melatonin can cause unpleasant dreams, morning grogginess, and dependency. Herbal Z's is designed to provide a restful REM sleep without melatonin's unwelcome side effects. With completely natural ingredients like chamomile, magnolia bark extract, and ashwagandha extract, Herbal Z's is an innovative, 100% natural bedtime formulation for all ages. Experience a peaceful night's sleep with Herbal Z's. Awe Islanders can get 25% off all products, including Herbal Z's, at NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com by using promo code BECALM25 at checkout. That's BECALM25 for 25% off your order at NorthAmericanHerbAndSpice.com.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your lungs, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath in and out. Great job. Now imagine you are relaxing on soft sand. The grains of sand sparkle in the sunshine. Cup your hand, pretending to scoop up some warm sand. Now let your fingers open and imagine the smooth sand flowing through your fingers onto the ground. Relax in the safe and supportive hug of the soft, warm sand and take a deep dragon breath. In and out. Now, imagine drawing a tiny circle in the sand. Swirl it around to draw another circle, a little bigger. Then draw another circle, even bigger. And then another, a little smaller. You feel cozy and loved, and you draw a heart shape in the smooth sand. Now your entire body feels calm and relaxed. You feel safe and warm as you take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Now we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island, Our story today is Sturdy Screwdriver. In a small garage, next to an old house on Awe Island, sat a little red toolbox. Tucked away on a sturdy wooden shelf, amidst storage containers and gardening supplies, the box held a delightful assortment of tools who were sound asleep. Nestled among her helpful companions was Suri, a cheerful little screwdriver with a gray and blue handle. Suri dreamt sweetly, snug in the toolbox, envisioning the projects she could be a part of. Every day, she and her friends patiently waited for a chance to be picked up and used for a special job, hoping to be plucked from the toolbox and embark on a new adventure. Suddenly, the stillness of the garage was disrupted by the tap, tap, tap of footsteps growing closer. Suri, roused from her slumber, looked around at her other companions in the toolbox. They were abuzz with excitement, whispering to one another. "Someone's coming," one tool said. "Yes, another project," chimed in another tool. "What do you think it could be?" wondered yet another tool. Suri grinned with anticipation. She hoped that whatever happened, she could be of use. Just then, the tools were jostled about as the toolbox began to shake and move. The whole box was being lifted up and carried to a different location. The little toolbox swayed gently as it was transported from its cozy spot on the shelf. Suri felt the vibrations of each step resonate through her handle. The anticipation in the air was palpable, and the little tools began to speculate on where they were being taken. They huddled together, their handles clinking against one another, as they whispered about the adventures that awaited them. "Remember the time we helped Mr. Chand build that magnificent bookshelf? It was such a grand project," exclaimed the hammer. Suri smiled at the memory, nodding in agreement. "I remember that," she said. "And who could forget the time we fixed that wobbly kitchen chair?" The other tools hummed in appreciation, remembering that moment fondly. "I bet we're tackling something extraordinary this time," the pliers chimed in. "Maybe we'll help build a magical treehouse or fix a talking robot." Suri giggled lightheartedly at the suggestion and asked, "Do the Chans even have a talking robot?" Before anyone could respond, the toolbox finally stopped moving and came to rest on the floor with a soft thud. A burst of warm light enveloped the tools as the lid creaked open, revealing the smiling face of Mr. Chand. The man's broad hand reached down to pick up Suri by the handle. Suri's heart leapt with joy. Today's job was for her. Her mind raced as she imagined all the fantastic tasks she might be chosen for. Maybe she would help change the batteries in a beloved toy, or assemble a brand new piece of furniture for the house. Suri's heart fluttered with anticipation as she was carefully lifted out of the toolbox. She saw that she was inside the house, in a hallway, outside of an old wooden door. Kumar, Mr. Chan's young and enthusiastic son, stood there next to his father. Suri smiled, thinking that her guess about repairing a toy had been correct. But, to her surprise, Mr. Chand handed her gently over to Kumar. Suri was taken aback. Being used by a child was not what she had expected. Doubts started to creep into her thoughts as she wondered if Kumar would have the strength and skill to handle whatever task was ahead. Mr. Chand knelt down and smiled warmly at his son. "We're going to use the screwdriver to tighten the screws on your doorknob," he said. "That will keep it from wobbling. Are you ready to give it a try?" The little boy nodded with determination. "Yes, I'm ready," he said confidently. Suri glanced at Kumar's hands, noticing their small size compared to Mr. Chand's strong, capable ones. Kumar's arms were shorter too, making Suri wonder if he would be able to turn the screws with enough force. Mr. Chand leaned in closer to Kumar, his voice filled with gentle guidance. Together, they examined Suri, making sure she was aligned correctly with the screws on the doorknob. "Do you see how the metal end of the screwdriver is shaped like an X?" Mr. Chand pointed out, his finger tracing the outline in the air. Kumar nodded. "It matches the little grooves in the screws," Mr. Chand continued, his tone encouraging. "Now, carefully insert the screwdriver into the X shape." Kumar followed his father's instructions, sliding Suri into position. Suri held her breath. Though Kumar was doing great so far, this next part would take some strength and coordination, and she wasn't sure the boy would be able to do it. Mr. Chand continued to guide Kumar. "Great job. Now, while pressing firmly, twist the screwdriver to the right," he instructed. Kumar's small hands gripped Suri's handle and applied gentle pressure. With a steady twist, the screwdriver began to turn, moving the doorknob screws with it. The screws started to snugly fit into place. Suri's doubts transformed into admiration as she witnessed Kumar's determination in action. Even though he was little, his patience and precision were more than enough to get the job done. With each turn of the screw, Kumar's confidence grew. He spun Suri faster and faster, a smile spreading across his face. "Look, Dad, it's getting tighter," he exclaimed. Mr. Chan's smile mirrored his son's. "You're doing an excellent job, Kumar. Keep going." Soon enough, the screw had been spun so many times that it could not be tightened anymore. "This one's done," said Mr. Chand. "We have one more screw to tighten, and then your doorknob will be as good as new." Together, Kumar and Suri tightened the last screw, as they both beamed with satisfaction at a job well done. Kumar reached out and twisted the doorknob. "It's not shaky anymore," he exclaimed. "I did it." Suri cheered silently, her heart swelling with pride. She had underestimated Kumar, but he had proven her wrong. The little boy's determination and the guidance from his father had made the task achievable, regardless of his size or strength. Mr. Chan's eyes sparkled with joy as he patted Kumar's back. "You did a great job, Kumar," he said. "Now that the job's been done, we should put the tools away." Following his dad's advice, Kumar carefully placed Suri back into the toolbox, alongside her fellow tools. He closed the lid, and soon the box started swaying back and forth as it was carried back to the garage. As they moved, Suri's friends knocked together, their gentle clink, clink, clinks sounding a lot like applause. "Well done, Suri. You and Kumar make a remarkable team," said the hammer. "Thank you," said Suri. "I learned a lot." Later that night, after Suri had told her tool friends all about her special project, she lay nestled snugly in the toolbox. The familiar scent of the wooden shelf and the gentle music of crickets began to lull the little screwdriver to sleep. As she lay there, Suri took a moment to reflect on all she was grateful for. Suri yawned and smiled as she appreciated her home in the toolbox. Grateful for the safety and comfort it provided to her and her fellow tools. Suri took a deep dragon breath in and out. And turned her thoughts to the events of the day. She felt immense gratitude for Kumar. The young boy had entrusted her with the important task of tightening the screws on his bedroom doorknob. As she took another deep dragon breath in and out, Suri's heart filled with gratitude for the opportunity to work on such a project. She had learned an invaluable lesson today: never to underestimate the abilities of others, regardless of their size or strength. Kumar had shown her that determination and guidance could overcome any obstacle. Suri relaxed even further and took one last deep dragon breath in and out. The little screwdriver fell gently asleep, dreaming of helping Kumar with more projects. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.